Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got between 2 and 3, we've got Roland Skate coming in, and we've spoken to Roland before. He's been involved with motorbike racing, and there's a big event coming up later this year up at Broadford, so we want to talk about that and all sorts of things to do with motorbike racing and motorbikes. And between 1 and 2, we've got Grant Hutchinson and the team from Hutchinson Legal to come in. We'll be talking all things legal. We've got some questions to put to him. And if you've got any question, well, I can't ask you to ring today because Greg's not here. I'm only here by myself. But and not much good shooting us an email because he's not here to answer that. But if you want to give us a ring while we're off air, you were more than happy to do, and we'll talk to Grant about that. But first of all, it's my pleasure to welcome to the microphone a lady that you've heard of from quite a few times, and we'll continue to talk to her, and that's Sonia from Woori Community House. So first of all, Sonia, how are you?
Good, thank you, Alan.
So just tell me, we've now, I didn't mean to start yelling, you've just starting the new term, so how did last term go for you?
Yeah, last term was good. The middle terms are usually quite good. We've got lots of different activities and things on.
Yep.
And the lead up in term four to Christmas, we've got a lot more one-off workshops because we know that people can't commit to.
Yep. It's always a busy time, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely.
So apart from the one-offs, which we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, have you got any new programs starting in this term?
Yes, we've got a couple of different things. We always keep changing our kids' craft classes.
Yep.
So we've got a clay art session, and we're inviting primary school age kids to come along to that.
And that's at night?
It's at 4:15.
And what day of the week?
That's on Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon. Yep. And when you say the clay models, can they take them home and fire
them
up?
Yes, absolutely. Because they're clay that you can, you mould them and then they set dry like that. They're specially formulated for children. It doesn't have to go into a firing.
Well, that's all right.
Thing or anything, yeah.
So it's a special sort of clay.
Yeah, it's a special sort of clay for kids. So, yeah.
And that's for primary school, you said?
Primary school kids, yes.
So is that just a once-off?
That's a one-off. That's the 28th of October, 4:15 to 5:15, and it's only $10 per child.
And and
they get to take it home
And they get to get that buys the clay, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Any other ones, not necessarily the one-offs coming up to Christmas yet, so is there anything else that you want to talk
most
about?
Most of our ongoing programs are things like our social groups and our yoga groups and so forth. Tax return is finishing at the end of October.
So people need to get in that quick spot.
That's right. Those appointments need to be made. They're on a Friday appointment only.
Just before you go any further, Sonia,
mm-hmm.
I see one here on a Wednesday. Bunnings are supporting it. I'm not even going to attempt to use
it. Kokodama.
And what actually are they? I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Okay. It's a ball that is like a hanging plant.
And what's it? Is it
and so plant? You know those moss and fern type plants?
Yeah.
That's what that is. And you make your own, you know those hanging baskets that have got the brown stuff in it, and then you put one of the plants in and you make that into that ball and hang it.
Yep. It's a live plant, isn't
it? It's a live plant.
It's not just something that you make.
No, it's a live plant. It says, create your own unique Kokodama ball plant to take home. Kokodama's originated in Japan, and it's a ball of soil that's got a plant enclosed and it's covered in moss.
Oh, right.
So there's a tiny picture on our program, but,
do you have to water it now?
Yes, you do water it once a week or so, but it doesn't need as much care as some of the other plants because of the moss. It just keeps it all moist.
Hey, that is so good to me if it doesn't need much.
No, that's right. But unfortunately, I still kill things.
Well, have you seen that thing on Facebook, the price of the plants? This one you can kill in 5 days. It's one in 10 and one in 30. Sonia, now you just briefly mentioned it, and if it's coming to an end, I mean, October is fast running out. These tax returns, so is there still room for people to book in?
There is. We've still got appointments available, and he has extended his hours, so he is also available till 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Right. But that does end at the end of October.
And I think, isn't it that
it's
you've
a free service.
Yeah, but I think also you have to have your tax in by the 1st of November, don't
well,
you?
Well, you're supposed to, yes, yeah. Yes.
You're supposed to.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, I'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found it, you're a savvy man. And your fans, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say,
talking to Sonia from the Wiri Community House, as we do from time to time. Now, again, we just should mention that tax returns, if they're coming to an end at the end of this month, we're talking about 3 weeks only, so they need to get hold of Wiri and book in, don't they?
That's right. Ring to make an appointment.
And we're going to, at about 1:05, as I always say, have your paper and pencil ready, and we will get Sonia to give you the... what's going on, the contact details, that's a word, Alan, yep. And you'll be able to get hold of her. Now, we've talked about this a couple of times, and this has got me really intrigued, this Sit to Fit.
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about it, please, Sonia.
That's actually a young woman who hires our premises, right. And she does both the Sit to Fit chair-based classes and the dance fitness, which is all happening on a Monday now.
Just briefly tell us, I'm not too sure how you can get fit just sitting on a chair.
Well, I have actually attended this class, right. And I also thought the same thing, but after a few weeks, I could actually feel the difference and my balance had improved. And it's amazing that there's just certain exercises that you can do that can help your core strength and your balance.
And this is while you're sitting
in a chair. Yep.
So obviously maybe you move up and down. And
yeah, and like Rhiannon also brings some weights, and so you can use some weights to do some arm strength and so forth. But it's a matter of the movement. And so if you're putting your feet up and onto your toes and things like that, and then she also does some balance stuff where you can get up off the chair to do walk straight lines and so forth.
Because I think you and I have discussed this before. That's one of the bigger problems is as you get into the older age group, that you see them wobbling down the street, and then that can create a fall.
Absolutely. Also, if you have heart issues, I've been recommended to it for heart health and for rehabilitation, because even though it's gentle, it's very effective.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's going to be my rehab.
So that's on Mondays.
That's on Mondays at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And it's only a six-week sessions this term.
Yep.
We do have the Monday, the 3rd of November. We won't be there.
Yep.
That's the day before Cup Day.
Cup Day.
Yeah.
So, and when you say it's only 6 weeks, I mean, how long is Christmas? It's only about 8 or 9
weeks. Yeah, it's not that far. So squeezing in a quick six-week course that'll give you energy and it'll make you feel stronger, more balanced and more flexible. I'm definitely doing it.
Sounds like a good way to go before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Now, I see you've still got the Monday mix on too, which is just a case of calling in just to meet other people, isn't it?
Yep, that's just a group of locals who meet together and they sit there and they have a chat, they have some biscuits and some tea and coffee and so forth, and just reconnect and have a chat and see what's going on in each other's lives.
And we've talked about this before, that one of the major things, problems in life, is if you just retire and get a bit older and just sit around on the couch, it's not going to do you any good at all.
Social connection is extremely important.
Yeah.
And what we have found since COVID, that people have lost a lot of their social connections.
Yep.
And that's why our social groups are really important. And we actually completed a survey last year, which our state peak body has put all the questions together. And they have found that 96% of the work that we do, that social connection, is what is valued most.
I totally agree with that. So, and I talk about that on the show all the time. Now, you've got a dance fitness night. This is on the evening.
Yes, this is at 5 o'clock that night.
Yep.
That, again, is the same tutor. And it's great because she loves lots of songs from different eras.
Yep.
And she's had to modify a few things to make it a little bit slower and easier for us.
Yep.
Because we're not all quite as fit as what she is.
Yep.
But it is just some fun. And if you can do the moves, great. If you can only do half the moves, and or maybe just do the leg moves or the arm moves, she's very flexible.
For the listener's sake, it's not somewhere where they have to bring a partner along.
No. This is just like, I suppose you could call it the old aerobics type thing.
To music.
Yeah, to music. Well, definitely to music.
That's terrific. And again, one thing that any dance, you don't realise you're getting fit.
That's right. It's incidental movement, and that's how you get fit.
Yep.
So
now, you've also got a men's health forum coming up.
Yes, we do.
And that's a once-off, huh?
That's a once-off workshop that we're doing.
Yep.
And we've got quite a few different people who will be presenting, and they'll be looking at things such as heart health and exercise, prostate cancer, hearing loss, strength, men's mental health awareness, eye health, and pharmacy information. And that will be... Yeah, so what we're going to do is have some guest speakers who will talk for about 10, 15 minutes with an opportunity for questions.
And that's a once-off.
That's a once-off workshop on the 11th, Tuesday, the 11th of November, from 7 till 9 p.m. We're calling it the Heritage Complex.
Which is the Heritage Complex?
It's the funeral parlour.
Yeah.
Your health, that's where you're going to end up.
Sorry, I didn't realise it.
Yep.
But that's true.
So rather than put people off by saying the Heritage Funeral, we've put it as Heritage Complex because they've got really good parking, it's flat ground to walk, and they've got a lovely open community space that we can use, and they've very supportive of having community events happening there.
Believe it or not, and I've got a friend of mine that's just retired as a funeral director, although it works against themselves, they don't really want you to get there in too much of a hurry either.
That's right. And that's Heritage have also done the driving programs for the L Platers and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done... So they've held quite a few different community forums there, and so they were very happy to support us with this.
Oh, that's terrific.
And it's a free event. Yes, it's called Men's Health Forum, and we will be looking at specific things. However, men can bring whoever is in their life, because that's where they're going to get their support as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And as we know, in most cases, it's the wives that need to bring the husbands along. Bring them along to come and hear a few things.
Yeah, because they don't want to go and hear about the
health. No, that's right.
But that's on Tuesday. It's a once-off, though.
Yes,
it's
Tuesday, on the 11th of November from 7 p.m. at the Heritage Complex in Warrialik.
Now, Ambulance Victoria are doing something for parents and carers of young children.
Yes, they are. So often... people get into a panic when something's happening with their children or their babies.
Who doesn't?
And that's right. Yeah. And so, therefore, if you've got some training, you can jump into things automatically.
You find very much that when the person, when the lady, well, the family, has the first child, they panic at every little thing.
Absolutely.
Number two, they not so bad. Number three, and by number four, they say,
they'll be right. That's it. That's it. But
tell
us
about it, please.
There's also quite a few illnesses around that weren't around when I was younger.
Yep.
And so, therefore, sometimes parents, grandparents, carers, guardians panic, or they just wait and wait and wait. Okay. And so it's a matter of knowing when do you wait and when do you not wait.
And I believe that measles is on the way back.
That's right.
We haven't done
the vaccinations. And that's a pretty horrible disease.
Yeah.
Whooping cough is another issue as well.
Yeah.
There's been a fair bit of it through primary schools in the last few years.
Yep.
And that's... yeah, something that, well, we knew as croup when my boys were little.
Yep.
And that's, there's different things I have to deal with.
The other thing was, is it
foot and mouth disease, yeah.
Well, see, I thought that was only
slap
in animals.
Face.
And I found out later on that it's not at all.
So there's a few things going around.
Yep.
But also I think because parenting is very different these days, I have a grandson that's starting on solid foods.
Yep.
And we used to mush everything up and spoon feed them.
Yep.
Nowadays you steam it so it's softer but not completely soft, and you give them the pieces. And so there's a lot of choking possibilities there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that happen these days, and so you need to know how to respond to that.
Got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
We got lost that night, had a little fun, yet felt so right. We owned the world that night, lost in the stars, lost in your eyes. We're running through a town, we always turn the place upside down. That's what we love to do, everything was better when I was with you. That was like 5 years ago, and I don't know.
I'm talking to Sonia from Wurri Community House, and when you look it up, it is Wurri, W-O-O-R-I, and it's Com House, not Community House. It's Wurri Com House, but Sonia will give you the contact details at about 5 to 1. Now, Kids Fest, we know a bit about that. You've had it the last few years.
Yeah, we've had it for about 12 years now.
And you're hoping for good weather?
Absolutely. There's only been one that we've had to reschedule, and I'm hoping that we don't have to do that again, but this is Melbourne.
Yep.
So we'll have to wait and see.
When and where?
Yeah, so that's on Thursday the 23rd of October from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in what we call the YTAG Reserve, which is in the parklands just behind the community house.
It's that sort of wedge shape, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's in where the amphitheatre and so forth is. Yes.
So what else is there? Because you often have a few things in there too.
Okay, we always have Hillcrest CFA who come and support us.
Yep.
And they bring a fire engine, they bring target practice, so they have a water hose set up so kids can do target practice. They have a smokehouse. And hopefully Captain Koala will be coming along as well.
He's terrific.
Yes, absolutely. So that's from the CFA. We'll also have animals
Just before we move on from that, Sonia, I don't like to interrupt you, but apart from the kids will have a lot of fun with Captain Koala and that sort of stuff, we need people to start thinking about getting fire ready too.
Absolutely.
And I guess the CFA will talk about that on the night.
They will. They have lots of information and pamphlets. They can help organise fire plans for individuals and so forth. And you know, the valley hasn't burnt in a long time, so we do need to get fire ready and start getting ready for that because it's a very dry winter.
Yep, it is. And so apart from the kids will have a great time, the reason I wanted to talk about that was that people need to start to think about fire plans and on the night, and it's Thursday the 23rd of October, 3 to 6, and you can learn more about
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is so much support out there, and they can all help you with organising fire plans and what you want to do.
Now, I interrupted you, I don't like doing. So
that's all right.
Keep telling us what's on it.
I was going to talk about we're going to have two different types of animal stalls set up.
Yep.
That's going to be reptiles, which most of the kids do like that, and it's a very educational learning aspect. Yep. Plus, you can also get to hold them, which is great. Plus, we also have baby farm animals.
Oh, there you go.
It's lovely to get into the pens and have a little cuddle with them.
Yep.
So we'll have the animals. We also have face painting that'll be supported by the Bendigo Bank.
Yep.
And so the kids can get free face painting. We're going to have a barbecue there from the community house as a stall. So that's a little bit of fundraising for us.
Yep.
There's also going to be ice cream and coffee available, and the cricket club will be there, Lestatia Park Cricket Club. The Scouts, Wurri Alex Scouts, and they'll have some activities.
Yep.
Our contact at Bunnings will come, and he'll also do some planting activities with the children.
Oh, good, yep.
And the Yarra Rangers Council will have some sort of a stall, and so you can ask them questions and so forth as well.
Should be a good night. So that's on Thursday,
yes.
23rd of October, 3 to 6 p.m.
That's correct.
And
so
we've got daylight savings now, so it should be good.
That's right, and you can grab a sausage while you're there.
we need to talk about now. When you were in last time, we talked about your AGM was coming up.
Yes.
Have you had that?
Yes, that was yesterday.
Yesterday. Tell me, how did you go for an AGM?
It was fantastic.
Terrific.
We had a really good attendance, and we're very lucky that we've got 5 new members onto our committee.
Gee, that's
so now good. We do have a full committee. We're at capacity.
That's
and so in the next week or so, I'll be running some orientation and information sessions, and we'll be moving forward from there.
Oh, that's terrific. Because all these things, I know you're there most of the time, but you still need to be backed up with a strong committee too.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Well, it's the committee that sorts out the strategic planning and the direction and what they want to provide for the community.
Yep. Well, they were out of the committee, aren't they?
So yes.
It's what they want for their own group.
That's right.
Now, What's a fire horse day?
Okay, that's the lady who's coming in and she works with feng shui and so forth, and she does a lot of the Chinese astrology and so forth, and she's coming out to do a workshop. I'm actually going to be attending because I'd like to know what it's about.
What it's about,
because I'm not really sure at this point.
Yep.
But, apparently next year is the fire horse year, and according to my Chinese astrology, I am a fire horse, so it would be very relevant to me, but you don't need to be a fire horse to attend.
How do you know you're a fire horse or you're not?
Because I looked it up.
Yeah, but is it based on your date of birth?
It's based on the date of birth.
And the year of birth?
And year of, yeah, absolutely, the complete date of birth, so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I must have a look at that one day.
Yeah.
So every day to birth, mine's probably fallen off the other end, but every day to birth, year-wise.
Yeah. So you know how there's different people say it's the year of the rat, the year of the snake or whatever. You might be. Or a rooster. depending on your day of birth and your year of birth, and then that's how they do it. Because the Chinese New Year doesn't start until the February.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you've not heard that before?
No.
Okay.
I've got to take a quick break and back with more. And that was our very own Leanne Patrick, and On the Property. But Leanne's got a gig coming up again soon. I'll have to get her to give me a reminder. I'll tell you all about it. I think Cal Kennedy, who sings the Dodge Ute's, going to be with us. So it should be a terrific day, but we'll find out more about it. Sonia, one of the things that I know that I don't like to talk about COVID, but there have been some mental health issues. So you've got a wellbeing information session yes. coming up. Yep. Put your yep. teeth back in.
There's a new group that's available from Lilydale,
yep.
The Mental Health and Wellbeing Local.
Yep.
And this service provides free and accessible support for adults aged over 26. And so what they're doing is they're coming out, even though they're based in Lilydale, they're coming out to different areas yep. in the Shire of Yarra Ranges and doing some information sessions, and people can come and see them, or they can refer themselves. You don't have to have a doctor's referral or anything. Go and it's a free yep. service.
So
they're coming out and promoting themselves. And
when are they coming out?
They're coming out on the Tuesday, the 25th of November.
Yep.
From 10:30 till 12 noon, and it's free.
Free?
Yep.
That's terrific, because I know there has been quite a lot of mental health problems since. Also, we've got to talk about this, the Golden Years.
Yes.
Sounds like a terrific group.
It is, and they all have a ball. Yeah. So that's a social group that we have, and they get together and have a cuppa and a bicky and so forth, and yep. they have a good chat and support each other and discuss lots of different topics. Yes, yes, yes.
Something else. What's Drew yoga?
Okay, that's a type of yoga. So there's many different types of yoga.
Yeah.
So Drew is focused on building your core strength and centering yourself.
And now, core strength, we're talking about your skeleton, is it? The bones? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's about the muscles so that you can stand and balance.
Oh, right.
And they incorporate, obviously, all the different poses and so forth that can help build those.
Oh, so
the strength.
This sort of yoga isn't just lying on a mat.
No. There's definitely not. At the end, there's a bit of a meditation,
yep.
but it's different poses and getting the body moving, getting the muscles working, and then getting them centered and strengthened.
Oh, right. I've learned a lot today.
I was reading something the other day that was talking about what type of exercise is better for older people,
yep.
and yoga is one of the top ones there now.
Sounds terrific. Now, but there's also, like, if you can't get during the day, you've either got it during the afternoon or the evening, haven't
That's
you?
That's correct, yeah. So we've got two classes available.
When are they start?
So they start next week, which yep. is the 16th of October,
yep.
1 o'clock for the afternoon session, and it goes for an hour and a half,
yep.
and 6 o'clock for the evening session. And now with daylight savings, you leave at 7:30 and it's still daylight.
Oh, so it'll still be daylight outside.
That's right.
Which is terrific, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, I've got to take a quick break,
mm-hmm.
but first of all, have you still got the library coming out?
We certainly do. Certainly do. They're actually coming out this Friday,
yep.
and they come out every fortnight. So the library van comes every fortnight.
And you can order books?
You can order books, DVDs, and they'll bring them to the community house, so therefore you don't have to go into Lilydale to pick it up.
And then you pick them up and then you
And you can return them back at Warri as well.
Yep. Sounds good. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And we're talking to Sonia from Wurree Comm House. So in a couple of minutes, she will give you the contact details, phone number and all that. But there's just a couple of things she'd like to talk to you about before we do that.
Just wanted to speak about the Brewers Club. We have...
Brewers Club.
It's a lovely group of people who taste test and talk about how they can perfect their skills. And that's on the first Monday of each month, and that's running on a gold coin donation.
And what time's that?
And that's at 7 o'clock at night. Right.
You said they're happy people. They're probably happier as the night goes on.
Well, probably, but, you know, we don't drink and drive. No. But it's nice to have some taste testing and some experimenting and see what modifications you can make.
So who runs that?
We've got a local person, Daniel, who has got the Yarra Valley Brewers shop, which is just opposite
Wurree House,
from Wurree Community House. Yep. It's right next to the Auto One.
Yep.
And he can sell you the supplies, the distilleries and
so
all sorts of things.
So he brings along samples, or do other people?
No, everyone brings samples because they do competitions and so forth. Yeah. So, yeah, you bring your bottle of what you've done, and then they taste test and see what can be modified.
Yeah. Mm. So Do they critique each other?
They do. And they've also entered into competitions. And we've actually had people from that brew club who have won nationals.
National
competitions, yeah.
Gee, that's terrific.
Yeah, so we've got some pretty good brewers in Wurree, so come and join them.
So that's the first Monday of the month at 7 o'clock.
That's correct.
Now, in the
NDSS, which is Diabetes Victoria,
yep.
They we've held quite a few of their different programs,
yep.
And we've had some requests for what's called a Desmond program.
This is
an all-day program,
right.
And it's diabetes education and self-management from beginning to where you're at now.
Yep.
And that has got so many different comprehensive things in there. Talks about all the different medications, carbs, diets, what types of foods, and about all diabetes management and how you can recognise if you're having a hyper or hypo and how to handle these things. And it's a full day program.
And that's on the 9th of December?
That's correct, yes.
So bookings would be essential for that, wouldn't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. And it's free.
It's free.
Yep.
Can't do better.
Lots of resources available, and these are professionals, these are experts from Diabetes Victoria who come out and run
this.
Yeah,
so it's not just somebody else who's got it talking about it.
No,
that's
right.
It's really comprehensive.
It's a very professional.
All right. Let's give the people the contact details, and we're fast running out of time.
We'll start with the phone number, 59646857. Or you can email us.
Give it us again, please.
Okay, 59646857. The email is info@wurreecomhouse.org.au. Or you can find us on Facebook, which might be the easiest. If you just type in Wurree Community House, you will find us, and all our contact details will be on that and on our webpage.
Yep. Sounds terrific. Now, also, you've got here a members' Christmas morning too.
That's correct, yes.
When's that?
That's on Wednesday the 10th of December.
Yep.
And all our members, so we have a $10 membership per calendar year.
Yep.
And so we will be inviting all our members to come, and we'll have a morning tea, and we'll give them a little gift for Christmas.
Can't do better than that, can you?
So that's yet another social occasion we can all get together.
Yep. And I know we touched on it briefly earlier, and I'm always on about it, about people, particularly as you get a bit older and often retire, you don't have any interaction with anybody else, and we, while iPads and iPhones have kept us contacted in with each other, it's not as good as meeting and talking
in person.
People, is it?
That's correct. Yeah.
Now, we'll need to plug this Kids Fest, because I know you run it every year. and it's a terrific day. So just give us another quick rundown on that, please.
So Kids Fest this year will be on Thursday, the 23rd of October, from 3pm to 6pm in the YTAG Reserve, which is the amphitheatre just behind the Community House. So that's on Hillsville Kooyarup Road. And we're going to have lots and lots of free activities, information and stalls available.
And all sorts of stalls. And there'll be the elusive coffee shop. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have coffee, we'll have ice cream, we'll have barbecue sausages.
Is that ice cream shop still just
no, no, that one closed down, unfortunately.
Oh, that's bad luck.
Yeah.
I haven't been down that way for a while.
Yep.
Sonia, it's great to have you along again. We hope that the next year is this term will be as successful as all the others.
Thank you.
If you've got any questions, 5964 6857, or if you want to know more, you can go to their website, the 3Ws, Woori Comm House. Now, that's all one word, Woori, WORRICOMMHouse.org.au, or I guess they could always pop in during
absolutely.
The day too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Down there in Woori Alley. Sonia, as I so I hope it's going to be a great year for you. Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but Christmas is going to be with us very quickly.
Yep.
And you're going to do this sit to fit chair-based exercise class. So I'll be keen to find out more about that.
And join us.
When we see you in the new year. It might be too thick for me.
That's the point of it. Get fit.
5964-6857 or the 3Ws, worrycomhouse.org.au, or as Sonia just said, jump on Facebook, because that's one of the easiest ways these days to find out what's going on, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Sonia, I hope it's a great term for you.
Thank you.
Are you planning yourself for any Christmas holidays?
Yes, we will be closed over the Christmas holidays.
What about yourself? Are you going away?
I probably won't be this year, but yeah, we'll see how we go. I'm just looking forward to some summer.
Oh, so am I. Hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.